Moncrief on News Talk.
Human towers, or Castiles, I think I'm mispronouncing that. However, help will be at hand. That's what they're known as in Catalonia, and they're hugely popular in their home country. But now there is a club in Dublin. But how do human towers actually work? Joining me now is Irena Gabera from... See, these names. I wish they could have done something for me. Call them human towers. But I'm going to attempt it. Castellaria d'Era, which I presume means Irish human towers, does it?
Yeah.
You're very welcome, by the
Castellers
way.
Castellers of Eire.
Say it again.
Castellers.
Castellers of Eire. Okay. So we are talking about human towers. So this is where people stand on top of each other and try and get as high into the sky as possible.
Yes. There's team that will get up to 10 different floors, 10 different layers of
people.
Yes. And there's a base at the bottom that will be supporting the people that have all the weight, and they will be pulling away the people on top.
And I understand. So you're from Catalonia.
Yeah.
And there's a whole history, like, because this could be a laughable kind of activity, possibly, or people, you know, why not go for a run? Why would you, and I'm not saying this, but people might just, why would you build towers into the sky with human people? But it was kind of a tool of freedom during the Franco times. Is that right?
I think so. I don't know much about the history, but it started many years ago in the 18th century. Mm. And it grew so much. Now there are so many teams in Catalonia, some big teams, smaller teams, and a lot of people do it. And it's part of a culture. It's part of being in a group, socializing. You meet a lot of people. Mm. You do a lot of activities together. We will be doing two trainings a week and one exhibition every month or every few weeks doing exhibitions for people to watch.
And so what's the fun? What's the buzz in standing on top of people up into the sky? Maybe that sounds like a silly question, but why do it?
I'd say it's the same as climbing. People enjoy climbing so much, and you're climbing people, and it's just so much fun. Also, you get to trust other people. You learn, you trust yourself, you trust the others. And it's just such a beautiful activity to do.
And so you're starting one of these in Ireland, is that right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We started around March.
Right.
The first training were about 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're almost 20, 25, depending on the days, yeah.
Okay. And the 25 of you get together, and how high do you go up?
We're doing about 3 layers of people at the moment. The bottom needs a lot of people. So we can't be doing super high towers. And also, most people that started doing this didn't have any idea about human towers.
Okay.
So we're just training everyone and showing what's the technique, how it works. And then more newer people come in, and that's repeating the process all the time.
And so if you've got 25 people, how many people need to be on the bottom of this tower? Like, what's your basic need for the tower at the bottom?
It depends on the type of castle.
Okay.
So we will have a castle of maybe 3 people, just one on top of each other, and that could maybe have 20 or 30 people on the bottom.
Okay. And you know, we want everyone to vote, but are you looking for people who are, I don't know, particularly light, or is there a, you know, because if you have to put people on top of you, you would presumably want them to be quite svelte people, but I don't want to be clumsy yet again.
But this sport is for every type of body and shape. So yes, the people that will go on the top, they have to be light and small. The people on the bottom are stronger, but then on the bottom, where everyone is together, there's shapes of every sort. And every position has a different shape, and every person and every body is welcome and will have a space in the group.
And so if people want to get involved in your human towers, how do they do that?
They can follow us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We post,
and the webpage on Instagram, or the Instagram name?
We have a webpage, yeah, and the Instagram is Castellers of Eire. It's a bit of a difficult name there, but we post all the information on our next trainings, where they're going to be. We're currently training in Merrion Square.
Okay. And not to trouble any lawyers or anything like that, but are there insurance issues with gathering together and people climbing possibly 50 feet into the air?
We're not climbing that high, but we're currently looking for insurance. But it is a bit difficult. There's an insurance crisis in this country.
Yes.
And yeah, activities for above a meter and a half, it's a bit challenging to get insurance. So we're in the process of that. But in the meantime, everyone knows to follow the instructions and be careful.
Okay. Well, happy tower building, I guess. That is Irina Cabrera of, give me the name again so I don't crucify it.
Castellers of Eira.
Castellers of Eira. It's Human Towers. So if you've been dying to build a tower into the sky with other people, why not get in touch with them?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.